Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer and welcome in the Holy Spirit. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
Praise be to God. Our scriptural reading for this evening is coming from Isaiah chapter 46, verses 1 through 13, and our emphasis is on verse 4 of Isaiah. Amen? And it says, Bel and Nebo, the gods of Babylon, bowed as they are lowered to the ground. They are being hauled away on ox carts. The poor beast staggered under the weight. Both the idols and their owners are bowed down. The gods cannot protect the people, and the people cannot protect the gods. They go off into captivity together. Listen to me, descendants of Jacob, all you who remain in Israel. I have cared for you since you were born. Yes, I carried you before you were born. And our emphasis verse is, I will be your God throughout your lifetime until your hair is white with age. I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. Praise be to God. Verse 5, to whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Some people pour out their silver and gold and hire a craftsman to make a god from it. Then they bow down and worship it. They carry it around on their shoulders. And when they set it down, it stays there. It can't even move. And when someone prays to it, there is no answer. It cannot rescue anyone from trouble. Do not forget this. Keep it in mind. Remember this, you guilty ones. Remember the things I have done in the past, for I alone am God. I am God. And there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it even happens. Everything I plan will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish. I will call a swift bird of prey from the east, a leader from a distant land, to come and do my bidding. I have said what I would do, and I will do it. Listen to me, you stubborn people, who are so far from doing right, for I am ready to set things right, not in the distant future, but right now. I am ready to save Jerusalem and show my glory to Israel. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. And that is our scriptural for today. Praise God. Jehovah, you are worthy of all praise and admiration. You are the God who made the heavens and the earth. You set the stars in their places and hung the moon where it was to remain. You rule over all, and yet you also seek a relationship with your creation. For that and much more, You are worthy of all praise and worship. We lift up your name, Jehovah, as we seek your face and honor you as you are seated on your throne above all. You are the great and mighty God who raises up kingdoms and subdues nations at your choosing. In your mercy, you sustain all life and passionately delight in our souls. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. In the meantime, I will play another selection. Jehovah, to know you and to be known by you, to experience the depth of this intimacy is our heart's greatest cry. Give us the capacity to love you deeply and to receive the love you have for us. Where our heart has become hardened or jaded, remind us of the purity of your love and gently massage it open again. Where our mind has become too methodical, analytical, give us the gift of wonder at who you are and the works of your hands. Delight our soul with your word and with the fresh wind of your Holy Spirit. Slow our steps so that abiding with you becomes a way of life. Help us to honor you as King and to advance your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Oh, you deserve. hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
God, my Adonai, you are a great and mighty God. You have opened my eyes to see your greatness and your strong hand. What God is there in heaven or on earth who can do the amazing and powerful things you can do? Who can create a mountain? Who can make the deep where the waters rest far beyond anything we can see? Who can calm a storm with just one word? None other than you, Adonai. You are the master over all. You are the Lord above all. And you are deserving of the highest honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Get Alone. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Matthew's chapter 6, verse 6 from the New Living Translation. And it says, when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. It can be difficult to hear God among the cacophony of voices that compete for your attention. Even when you're seeking him, you will be surrounded by countless people in need of your attention who will seek to shape your path with all the distractions. Is it any wonder that God may seem distant at times? This is why truly seeking the Lord requires solitude. If you don't make an effort to get away from the demands of your daily life, your ability to hear God's voice will be hindered. Jesus was well aware of this need for seclusion. In teaching the disciples how to pray, he told them to go into their rooms and close the door behind them. He knew that it was vital to take a break in order to truly worship and fellowship with the Father. This is especially true today when it is increasingly difficult to escape all the ways people can contact us, the demands of technology, and the pervasiveness of media. Therefore, you must be intentional at some point today. Turn everything off and set aside some time for Jesus. Make a decision to be alone with the Lord. Get quiet and listen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Jesus, we need you. Help us to stop, listen, and hear your voice today. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Get alone. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. Praise God. Adonai. Thank you for being my Lord and my Master, and yet allow me to know you intimately. Thank you for remembering me constantly and reminding me of your presence. Your love captivates me. Your power mesmerizes me. All I need is your love in my life. And I thank you, Adonai, for giving me access to you throughout my day. Any moment I need you, you are there. I love you, Adonai, and I thank you for granting me the privilege of loving you and receiving your love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I-
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil.
Amen. El Bethel, we know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. You have revealed your power and your strength in countless ways. The heavens tell of your glory. The skies display your marvelous craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. And at night, they make you known. They speak without a word, and their voice is silent in the skies. Yet their message goes out to all of us on the earth. For since the creation of the world, your invisible attributes, your eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. You have revealed yourself to all of us, El Bethel, and we give you praise for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Holding nothing,
holding nothing,
but we
withholding nothing, withholding nothing.
Amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So let us pray. El Bethel, abide in me. Set up your home in the depths of my soul. Let your words dwell in me that I may know and live by them and for you. Reveal to me the sin I must confess and turn from so that I may be pure and blameless in your sight. Show me how to best honor you through this temple you have set up within me. Guide me in my eating habits, in my entertainment choices, and even in what I wear, so that as your house, Bethel, I may glorify you in all I do. Grant me the discernment to know how to reflect you well. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
This means war.
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. In the meantime, I will play another short selection while we're waiting. Praise God.
My goodness, I tell you, When I tell you that I love the Lord, I truly love the Lord, because I did some things tonight. You hear me? Mm-hmm. I got in the car looking at the time, and my boss said, I need this report, I need that report. I said, okay, no problem. I said, look at the time. I'm filling out the report. She said, oh, let me come in here. There's one more I need. I said, no problem. She looked at me. She said, I'm sorry to take it so long. I said, take your time. I'm looking at that clock. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. So I did the report, let her do the report. She said, I'm sorry. I said, it's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. So then I ran in there. I said, okay, they printed out. Here you go. She said, oh, I don't see the now look. All that love and kindness is going out the window now.
Oh,
I said,
no.
What? She said, I just don't see the. I said, okay, let me run. I said, you need anything else? She said, no. I said, okay, I got you. Pulled it out, I got in there. She said, well, what happened? I said, oh, Lord Jesus, let me just take a seat. This lady is, she ain't going to let me go. So I stayed there, looked at the clock. I said, no, it's 6 o'clock. This is crazy. So when it was almost 6, now I know 6 o'clock, it's dark now. And
oh,
I got to go through all those winding roads. I said, oh, King Jesus. So after I did all that, then I get in the car. I said, whew, Holy Ghost, let's go. We get ready to go. Holy Ghost said, you forgot to get, oh, come on. Now, I had to get something for Pastor Stephen because he needed it today.
Uh-huh.
I said, you know what? It's okay. I ain't got no problem preaching from the parking lot because this is too much. I got to that store as if the Holy Ghost went in there, got what I needed, and had it right at the front. I
Amen.
Said, God is good. I grabbed that thing, swiped that card, got in the car. I said, oh, no. I forgot I didn't know how to get home from there. I didn't know the shortcut. But I did all of that. And I was like, oh, I got to get this in here. Oh, I got to do this for her. And I said, it's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. Then she started taking it all away. I like, uh-oh. You getting ready to wear out my love and my kindness. Okay, let's see what we can do. But I did it, and God is so good that he says, Kathy, you don't have to worry. My goodness. I'm in control of time. Yeah. So you will have enough time when you get home. I said, okay, Lord, okay. While I'm driving down the highway in the dead of night, ahead, there was a terrible fright. I said, you know, see, y'all just don't know. Now, here comes a squirrel. And
I said,
I don't want to hit nothing, not even a squirrel. I'm bombing the horn. I said, what's wrong with him? His leg is messed up. So he was taking his time. Usually they run on across. But you know what he did, right? He caused me to have to slow down because the deer and his family was coming across. I wouldn't have seen them. I said, oh, my goodness, this is too funny. So because I slowed down for the squirrel, I looked up, and there they were, looking with those big old eyes.
Oh,
hey.
Hey. You see me?
When you see deers looking like that, you be like, hey, you almost became deer me. Get on now. Go on. Go on about the business. But God is so good. We have to look, laugh, and receive the little things that we think are little that God does for us.
Yes.
Okay? I am so thankful. I don't know if anybody's ever seen a car that hit a deer. That deer will jack up your car.
Oh,
you look like you ran into a wall because their skin is tough.
Yeah, oh,
and
man.
And I am so glad. You know, when I scream at the squirrel, then I look up and there they go, hey. So I am so thankful.
Yeah.
I am so thankful that even when we don't know we have to slow down, mm-hmm. God will still slow us down.
Yes, he
My
will.
Goodness, that thing will
yes.
preach right there. That'll preach. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Because
yes.
oftentimes we're rushing around, and we're not really paying attention to life. Oh, my goodness, that'll preach too. Woo! I tell you, I got some juice out of that.
Out of this story.
You know, I'm getting a whole lot of nuggets. Yeah, because a lot of times we're rushing around, and we're not paying attention to life. Yeah, and God is trying to slow us down.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? He's not going to use the thing that he really wants to use to get your attention. He's using something else to slow us down.
Yes.
Yeah. So by the time we get to that thing, he say, see why I had you to slow down? Yeah. Precious and heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, oh God. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, oh God. Thank you that you had me and her and him on your mind. Thank you, God, that you haven't forgotten any one of us. Thank you, God. It looks like we're going through this life alone, but we are never alone. Help us to remember. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. We are not alone. It only looks that way. Songwriter said everything is not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. Thank you, God, for being behind the scene, on the scene, ahead of the scene. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you for being you, God. Thank you. Father God, I'm going to get out of your way and allow you to use me as a vessel to preach this word, oh God. Have your way. Use my mouth as a mouthpiece that the people hearing, oh God, will hear just what thus says the Lord. And then you and only you will get the glory. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I tell you, now that I think about that route I had to take to get home, it done made me tired. I'm sitting down in this chair going, wow, that is what I went through.
Yes.
My goodness, thank you, God. I had my mind steadfast on thee. Yes, sir. Woo, here we go. Thank you, God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Are coming from, don't you just love them? You got to love them. Here we go. We are coming from Matthew. Ooh, the gospel. Matthew chapter 13, verses 2 through 23. It sounds long, but this is short and sweet. Trust me when I tell you. Matthew chapter 13, verses 2 through 23. Here we go. Such large crowds gathered around him, and he got into a boat and sat down, while all the people stood on the shore. My goodness, thank you, God. I had to do that because my computer went off. You know what? Thank you, God. Verse 3, and he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was sowing, some fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Some fell on rocky ground where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun rose, the seedings were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the seedings. Still other seeds fell on good soil and produced a crop 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. He who has ears, let him hear.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, why do you speak to people in parables? He replied, the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Don't you want to be one of the youth? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I want to be one of the chosen that he gave it to.
Amen.
Whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. This is why I speak to them in parable. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. He says, in them, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has grown callous. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their ears, they may see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, I would heal them. See, that's the good part. There was something good coming out of it.
Yes.
But you took it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, verse 16. But blessed are your eyes because they see, your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous men long to see, long to see what you see, hear what you hear, but they did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but they did not hear it. Mm-hmm. When anyone hears the message of the kingdom, but does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown into his heart. Mm-hmm. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he remains for a season only. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. My goodness. Verse 22, the seed sown among the thorns is the one who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But the seed sown on good soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, and he bears the fruit. He bears the fruit and produces a crop 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. My goodness. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The title of this message is, Where is the Love? Where is the love? You know, I'm looking at this, and I, you know, usually when God is feeding me, oh, yeah, you do understand that I got to eat before I serve you.
Amen.
Holy Ghost, you are giving me so many nuggets tonight. My goodness. I have got to eat before I feed you. If I don't eat, I won't have the strength to feed. My goodness, glory to God. Wow. I won't have the strength to feed you. So don't think I'm just out here serving you this wonderful meal that I didn't taste test. Oh, yes. I had to get mine. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. I tell you what. Y'all know, y'all heard me say it before, Thanksgiving is coming. And you know the folks that prepare the Thanksgiving meal, by the time you get there, they full, right? They don't want nothing. They just there serving you. And you look back and go, come on, sit down and eat. And they go, nah, y'all go ahead. I already ate what I needed to eat. Go ahead. I'm good. Because they full. They need taste and everything before they serve you. Come on now.
Oh,
so
amen.
If y'all think that I'm going to give y'all this kind of meal and I haven't tasted, then how can I say, taste and see? Oh, my goodness, glory to God. God, I love you. If I'm going to tell you to taste and see, I had to see. I had to taste and see first.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Yeah. My goodness. You know, you see those guys that they say, you know, they got the little hair piece on their head, and they say, I am also a recipient. You know, they telling you, I'm not just a teacher. I'm also one that had to go through. I need some hair, too. And you looking at them going, ooh, put that back on your head. Same thing with me, right? I could be a teacher one day, but every day I'm a student.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jesus said, you are never going to be greater than the one who sent you.
That's right.
And the one that sent you. Come on now, you got to understand what the Word of God is saying. That's how the devil is duking everybody right now. Because he's doing what? He's stealing it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes,
because
he is.
It's not rooted and grounded yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all what God is saying right here. He says, when it fell on the path and the birds came and devoured it, rocky ground, it didn't have enough soil. He's letting you know all of this is Satan stealing what doesn't belong to him.
That's right.
It belongs to you. You know how I know? Because God said these are, this is the love. When he said, where's the love?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Your answer is either going to be, well, it fell on stony ground, or the birds came and got it, or I didn't have enough soil. Not me. When he said, where's the love? I'll say, right here. Right where you intended for it to be. Because guess what? You first need to know what he's talking about.
Yes.
You got the disciples saying, why you got to talk in parables? Why can't you just tell us what's going on? And he looks at the disciples and said, you are one of the ones that have been chosen to hear what I'm saying. Everyone can't hear what I've got to say. To them, it's still a mystery, but not to you. It's not a mystery. And so, you know, just imagine the disciples going, it's not a mystery. I still don't understand what he's saying. But in 2 seconds, they did. Because while they walking with the word, they're getting understanding of the word.
Of the word, amen.
Oh, my goodness. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
They're saying, why do you talk in parables, right? Why do you take your word and chop it up and make stories out of it, right? And he's saying, it's a mystery to them, but not to you. Why? Because you're walking with me, right? You walking with the very word that they're not wanting to understand. You've got to understand what God is saying. He said, they that have ears to hear, let them hear. There are, oh my goodness, God, I love you. There are some people that want to hear what he has to say. They want his love.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some that, I could take it or leave it. You know, ain't no big thing. It's just, you get love wherever you go. You can't get this kind of love wherever you go.
No way.
The devil is a liar. The love that I'm talking about is willing to die for you. In fact, he did.
Yes, he did.
Mm-mm. And so you got some, they could take it or leave it. And some that say, oh, no, I ain't like that. I'll take it. I'll take it. You know, then they go across the street and they think they got better love and they let that love go. Come on now.
Yes, they do.
God says he is love.
Mm-hmm.
So if he is love, oh my goodness, you know that I love the Lord. If he is love, then you got to understand when he's talking about the seed, right? The seed is the word of God. And in the beginning, y'all know the story, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, okay? So the Word was God, and God says that he is love, and the seed is the Word, which is really God. Then he said, where's the love?
Yep.
I know I gave it to you. Where is it?
Come on now.
And some of them standing there going, well, I know I got it. You know how I know? You ever go to a church and the preacher is preaching his heart out, and it's so good, it's like good. Folks yelling, screaming, da da da, and then you know 2 seconds later somebody get outside and say that word was off the chain. What was it about?
Exactly.
I don't know. It was good. Trust me, you had to be there. The word was good.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about? You had to be there. I don't know. I can't even just put it the way he put it. No, you don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on now. You
right.
got to see what God is telling us. Because if you don't see it, then you can't receive it. And if you don't receive it, you can't apply it. Yeah. So the ones that come out, and they say, it was good. No, you ain't never did take it in. You heard it, but because it fell along the path, right, the birds came and devoured it. So you don't know where it's at because it's gone. And all you did was step out the church and you don't know.
That's it.
And then the rest of them, they come out and say, oh, my goodness, that word was so, so good. It was so, so good. You said, what was it about? You said, you know what? He talked about this. He talked about that. It was good. It was good. But I got to get going now. But it was good. So they shared a little bit of what they heard, right?
Yes.
They shared a little. Listen to what I'm saying. They shared a little bit of what they heard. Why? Because that's all they heard. When they look at you and go, well, you know, he talked about this, he talked about that. But you should have been there. I gotta go. I gotta go. I ain't even got time. I'll tell you about it another time. No, you told me what you heard.
Yes.
You didn't hear it all. My goodness, glory to God. I told y'all I like to jump, shout, run around and all that. But I tell you what, I got ears to hear. Because you're not going to get me to say amen until I hear that whole sentence and make sure it's making sense that it came right out of the word of God. And then I go, oh, amen. And, you know, some of you go, y'all getting quiet on me. No,
yes.
I ain't getting quiet. I just need to hear what you're saying. And then I'm going to give you the amen,
amen
and the hallelujah and the bless God. And then I'm going to jump and shout. After I hear everything I need to hear.
That's
right.
Because,
see, sometimes you get to jumping and shouting, and guess what? In the midst of that, something got thrown in there that didn't make sense. But you already said amen. You got to understand the word of God tells us that there are going to be false prophets, false teachers. Where are they getting this doctrine? Everyone is not preaching the gospel of Jesus.
Yeah,
all they doing is taking one word from here, one word
from there,
and they changing it into their own doctrine. But you already said amen because you heard a little bit of it, and it sounded like it was headed in the direction you thought it was. And at the end, when you get outside feeling like Boo Boo the Fool, you go, what was that he said? Oh, I don't agree with that.
But it's too late.
It's too late. You already said amen.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. I've heard a lot of things, you know, and sometimes they'll say, come on, ladies, y'all know y'all do da-da-da-da-da, and y'all get to acting da-da-da-da. And I'll be sitting there looking going, no, I ain't going to do all that. I ain't saying amen to that. And they say, y'all know y'all do. And I go, no, I ain't saying
do
amen
what?
To that. Now,
no.
If they
no.
say, some of you ladies got problems with shopping, then oh, my goodness, hey, amen, amen, amen.
Because
now you say something that applies to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say amen when I know it's something that I wouldn't do.
Exactly.
But I will say amen if I know I got a weakness in that area
yes.
and I'm still being delivered. Come on
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And God is looking at us going, where's the love? We got to understand. If you understand what the seed is, then you understand the sower of the seed. The sower of the seed is saying, I am freely, freely giving you my love.
Yes.
Now, where is it? What did you do with the love that I gave you? Oh, so you didn't receive it. Where's the love I gave you? I had it. You know I had it. You see me, I had it. You had it for a little while. Something came. And guess what? Your soil wasn't rooted, couldn't get rooted in ground because your soil was too soft. So it's gone. Okay, you don't have the love no more. Where's the love I gave you? Let me tell you what happened, Jesus. And Jesus is saying, no, let me tell you what happened. Yeah, because some of you don't understand. Everything I give you, I know that I gave it to you. I know what you did with it. I know what you didn't do with it. I know that you didn't receive it. I know all these things. But when I look at you and go, where's the love, Kathy? I'm asking you, Kathy, I freely gave you my love.
Mm.
Right? I
mm-hmm.
freely gave you what was necessary for you to maintain in this life.
Yes.
I gave you bread. I'm the bread of life. I gave mm-hmm. you water. I'm living water. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you fire what? Oil. I gave you everything you was going to need to sustain you in this life.
In this life, yes.
But you didn't mm-hmm. receive my love the way you were supposed to.
Mm.
And then the little heart that you did get, your soil was, my goodness, glory to God, watch this. Your soil is your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If the seed is his love,
because
we know that the seed represents his word, and the word was God, and the word is God, then you know, and God is love, then you know that the seed is the love that you either receive for a little while, or really took it in.
Mm-hmm.
And the soil is your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when God says, where's the love? Same thing he said to Adam. He knew where he left them at in the garden. He
yes.
knew what they had done. And he knew where they were. But he still came in the garden and said, Adam, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
We over here hiding. Oh, the devil is a liar. Let me tell y'all something. You heard what King David said. If I go in hell, you're there.
You're there.
If
mm-hmm.
I come over here, you're there. Where
yep.
can I go where you don't reign?
Nowhere.
God
Absolutely.
Is everywhere.
That's right. Everywhere.
Yeah. Don't let anyone trick you into thinking God cannot see because man cannot see. Man is not God, and God is not a man.
That's right. He sees and
he,
knows.
Oh, let me help y'all. God sees it before you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When yep. you're nurturing it in your little mind to do, he's
mm-hmm.
looking at your thoughts going, what is she? oh, Jesus, get up. And then the Holy Ghost come and go, Kathy, no, no, don't do that. And Kathy said, you can't nobody tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And you get out there and you bump your head. And after you get this big old knot on your head, you go, oh, help me, Jesus, help me.
Yes, Lord. Help
me. And Jesus is saying, I tried to help you.
But you wouldn't let me.
But you overrode me. You do understand that I did not create robots. I created in our likeness. So you have a mind of your own.
Amen.
You just got to make up your mind. Choose
That's
you
right.
this day whom
Who
you're going you? To serve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you got a made up mind, that you are going to ask for me in my house, and you got a made-up mind, then you're the one that he says some of the seeds fell on good soil. Because they had a made-up mind.
Yes, yes.
But I go in this church, I'm going to get everything God has for me, and I'm going to keep it.
Amen.
And when he says, Kathy, where, that's all he got to say. Because he can see the love, so he ain't got to say, where's the love?
Exactly.
Because Kathy's one of the ones where it fell on good ground. Hilda's one of the ones that it fell on good ground. Billy is one of the ones where it fell on good ground. Don't get it twisted. The devil don't steal it from all of us. Some
nope.
of us got a made-up mind. I don't care what this life throws at me. I am going to maintain this word. I'm going to guard my heart.
Amen. That's right.
You didn't give it to me, and you are not going to steal it from me. My goodness, glory to God.
Yes.
And
thank
so
you
sitting there, and guess what? When he say, where's the love? And we know that his word is what he's talking about.
Yes.
If your lifestyle, if
That's
your
it.
Lifestyle was reflecting his word, he would have no need to look for it.
That's
his,
right.
Your lifestyle has to reflect his word. You can't just take the word and hide it in your heart.
No. You have to share it.
You've got to demonstrate that love. Sally, are you all right? You don't look good today. No, I'm okay. No, no, no. What's wrong? You need something? Listen, you know what? I just need some lunch money, that's all. But I know, you know, a lot of people get funny when you start asking for money. You need lunch money? Here you go. Take this. And you walking away knowing that was your $10 that you have for your own lunch. And God is sitting there going, there's the love.
Right.
Someone is getting ready to come in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't seen them all day. Hey, how you doing today? You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? There's the love. Someone is struggling and getting ready to go through something. And they tell you something. They say, I just don't want all my business in the street. And they tell you, and you go and pray about it. God said, there is the love. Huh?
Right.
When you
yes.
go shopping for yourself, and you know that Susan across the street, you ain't seen her go shopping in a while. But she don't come out and say nothing. And so you say, let me get a couple of things for her. And you get a couple of things for Susan. You knock on the door and say, I just wanted to bless you with this. Oh, my God, how did you know I didn't have no groceries? And God says, there's the love.
Yes.
So when he's saying, where is the love, he's talking about the demonstrated love.
Right.
The love in your
right.
lifestyle that shows him his word is rooted and grounded in your heart.
That's right.
My goodness, glory to God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Because guess what? He knows where the word is. because he's looking at everything we do.
Yes, he does.
And that's telling him whether or not there was enough room in our heart to receive it and keep it. Because guess what? If you kept it, then when they tell you fired, you know, I'm sorry, we just having some cutback. You look at them and go, okay, thank you. Get your stuff and go, say, Lord, you know. And you get to stepping. There's the love.
Because
guess what? You telling God, I trust that as you allow that door to close, you're going to allow another one to open.
Amen. Yes.
Now, guess what? Sometimes I feel like, well, I have some seed. Where they go? Oh, no. Life choked them right away from me. Because I tell you, there are times when they tell me, sorry, we got to let you go. And I go, today? Yeah, sorry. Oh, okay. Thank you. I get my stuff, get in the car, start crying. Oh, Lord Jesus! I needed that job! And God is going, Kathy, where's the love?
Yes.
Huh? Because I can't use you to take it to someone else when you don't have it.
That's right.
Either you trust me or you don't.
That's
you
right.
can't condemn people. You can't look at people and say, why don't you trust God when I'm looking at you in the car crying because you ain't got no job. You don't trust me either.
Mm-mm.
And after a couple of slaps, Kathy, wake up. Stop that nonsense. And he slapped me silly. I go, oh, okay. I'm back now, God. Woo! I had a weak moment.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what came over me. Oh, yes, I do. Unemployment. But now
that's
I'm
right.
back, God. I trust you, Lord. I trust you. Listen, Peter had a weak moment.
Of
he said, I don't know him. Yes, you do. You sound like a no, I don't. I don't know who you're talking about. And God looked at him. He said, Peter, do you love me? Yeah, I love you. Peter, do you love me? God, you know I love you. Peter, do you love me? You know I love you. You know all things. Why are you asking me? Because I need you to know that you love me.
Amen.
I know you love me, but I need you to know. Kathy, right. I know where the love is, but I need you to know that you are not me. You are human, and you are going to get weak like everybody else.
That's right. Absolutely.
I know you love me, but you're not exempt from losing
from
the faith. You're not exempt from growing weak and weary. You're not exempt, Kathy.
That's right,
and I
Kathy.
Go, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Why? Because that's how he shows us. It has never been about you. You are not doing this in your own strength. It is I who have placed that word in your heart and protected it while it was in your heart.
Yes.
So that you can stand up against the snares of the enemy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Come on now. When God is saying, where's the love? It's because he's looking at your lifestyle and he can tell you where the seeds fell when you hurt him. Your body was sitting in the pew, but your mind and your heart were someplace else. And so you didn't get all of the love that God so freely sent your way.
That's true.
My goodness, what a
God.
God is saying to us, where's the love?
Yeah.
He's saying, I see you.
Yes,
I see what you're doing. I hear what you're saying. I see you. And my question to you is, where is the love that I so freely gave to you. Amen.
God
bless you guys.
Wow. What a beautiful, beautiful message tonight. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Where did my praises go? There you are. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Praise be to God. We want to thank our caller 980417 for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Pastor Kathy, I love, love, love this message tonight. Where is the love? And this is everything that was said tonight. It is so, so true. When you have people that go to church, and I know I have done it once before I got deeply, deeply into my Father's love and word, I would go to church one day, and I'm sitting there, I'm listening to the pastor, but my mind was on what I was going to do when I get home. So I was listening, but I wasn't hearing him. Oh, I
That's
was
right.
hearing him, but I wasn't listening to him. So that day, I couldn't even tell you what that pastor said, because why? My mind was not there. It was somewhere else. So the love that Jesus said right here in this here, where is the love? So everything that was said that day that I went, it all fell to the ground. Right out of my mind, right out of my head, and right out of my heart. But God is such a loving and forgiving God, and I promise I would never do that again. But, you know, when you're a young Christian, you know, I was still a babe at that time. Mm-hmm. But now I'm more mature. So what you say now stays there. Amen.
Amen.
So at this time, we will have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. We thank God because he so freely
yes.
has given us love. Mm. And he came and died on that cross. Mm. He freely gave his love to all
yes.
of us. All of us. Anyone that wants it can have it.
Mm.
Yeah. But you just got to want it.
Yes.
He gave it to us. But you, it's up to you whether or not you're going to receive it.
That's right.
Yeah. And so God is saying right now, all you got to do is say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I believe that your son Jesus came and died on the cross for my sins. Forgive me of my sins, dear Lord. Come into my life. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. And after you say that, because all you're doing is say, Lord, I'm sorry for all of my sins. I repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus came because of our sins.
Yes.
And he died and rose up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's living, breathing, and watching over every last one of us. Your next thing to God is, Father God, please lead and guide me to a good household of faith, a good church home, that I can
yes.
even grow all the more into the knowledge of who you are.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
I can change my lifestyle so it can be found pleasing
in your sight. Precious and Heavenly Father, we say thank you for this word on tonight, how you so gently reminded us we're still not showing love in a manner that is pleasing unto you. When you say, where's the love? How are you entreating others? How is your lifestyle resembling mine? It's not. And so you're giving us ample time to get it right, God, to make the change, to repent and turn away from our wicked ways. Yes. Thank you, God, for never, ever, ever giving up on us and for being a second, third, fourth, fifth chance, God. Thank you for loving us the way you do. I pray that every household represented under the sound of my voice, oh God, will hear, receive, and hold on to your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy, and thank you for that wonderful word. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you until we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer, and at 7 p.m. I will come with a word from the Lord. God bless you. We love you. And good night, everyone, and shalom. Belongs to you.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.